informed about new safety standards. Eligibility requirements and certification process. To qualify for the CHST certification, candidates must meet the following criteria. 1. Education and experience. A high school diploma or GED is required. At least 3 years of work experience in construction safety. 2. Application process. Submit an application through the BCSP website. Pay the application fee, $140 as of 2024. Receive eligibility confirmation from BCSP. 3. Exam registration. Schedule the exam at a Pearson VUE testing center. Pay the exam fee, $440 as of 2024. 4. Taking the exam. Arrive at the test center with a valid ID. Complete the 4-hour exam. 5. Certification and maintenance. If you pass, you'll receive the CHST credential. Maintain certification by earning 30 recertification points every 5 years. Chapter 1. Safety Program Management. Safety Management Systems, SMS, Principles and Framework. A Safety Management System, SMS, is a structured approach designed to systematically manage safety risks in a workplace, particularly in high-risk industries such as construction. It integrates policies, procedures, and practices to ensure a proactive approach to hazard identification, risk assessment, and incident prevention. The goal of an SMS is to create a workplace culture that prioritizes safety through continuous monitoring, employee participation, and regulatory compliance. Principles of Safety Management Systems, SMS. At its core, an effective safety management system is built upon several key principles that ensure its success. These principles guide the development and implementation of the SMS, shaping the way safety is managed within an organization. 1. Leadership commitment and accountability. An effective SMS begins with strong leadership that prioritizes safety at all levels of an organization. Management must actively support safety initiatives by allocating resources, setting clear safety objectives, and holding individuals accountable for maintaining safety standards. Leaders must also lead by example, demonstrating a commitment to safe practices and ensuring that safety policies are not just guidelines, but an integral part of daily operations. 2. Hazard identification and risk management. One of the foundational principles of SMS is proactively identifying hazards before they cause accidents or injuries. This process involves conducting job hazard analyses, JHAs, safety audits, and risk assessments to recognize potential dangers in the workplace. Once hazards are identified, risk mitigation strategies are developed, which may include engineering controls, administrative measures, and the use of personal protective equipment, PPE. 3. Employee involvement and safety culture. A successful safety program requires the active participation of employees at all levels. Workers are often the first to recognize hazards, and their input is crucial in developing practical safety solutions. Encouraging open communication, conducting regular safety meetings, and fostering a culture where employees feel empowered to report unsafe conditions without fear of retaliation are essential aspects of an SMS. 4. Regulatory compliance and continuous improvement. Compliance with safety regulations, such as OSHA standards, 29 CFR 1926, ANSI guidelines, and local construction safety laws, is a fundamental aspect of an SMS. Organizations must stay updated with regulatory changes and ensure that safety policies align with current legal requirements. Beyond compliance, an effective SMS incorporates a process of continuous improvement where lessons from past incidents, near misses, and industry best practices are analyzed to enhance safety procedures. 5. Training and competency development. Safety training is a cornerstone of an SMS, ensuring that employees have the knowledge and skills necessary to perform their jobs safely. Training programs should be tailored to different roles within the organization and cover topics such as fall protection, hazard communication, confined space entry, and emergency response procedures. Training must be ongoing, with periodic refresher courses and hands-on demonstrations to reinforce critical safety concepts. 6. Incident investigation